pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Holland?
Here.
Vice Mayor Clupis?
Present.
Councilmember Branquino?
Here.
Councilmember Cuff?
Here.
Councilmember Howard?
Here.
We'll now open up to public participation. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on items not on the agenda, you have up to 3 minutes. Please state your name for the record, and your 3 minutes will begin. Seeing none, I'll close public comment. We'll now move to agenda item number E1, which is the approval of the minutes, February 5th, 2019 business meeting, February 12th, 2019 workshop. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
Move.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number 2 is a presentation on the Pink Army results and best team participation of Palm Coast Data, the Pink Army 5K.
We
agenda item number G3, which is an ordinance. Mr. Reichman.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, annexing by voluntary petition property located contiguous to the City of Palm Coast in accordance with the voluntary annexation provisions of Section 171.044 Florida statutes. This ordinance redefines the boundaries of the City of Palm Coast to include a portion of the properties owned by Lighthouse Harbor, LLC, and Palm Coast Holdings, Incorporated. Property is located generally 1.3 miles north of State Road 100 on the west side and east side of Colbert Lane. Generally consists of approximately 92 acres, as more particularly described in the ordinance. The ordinance provides for findings. It redefines the corporate limits of the City of Palm Coast, Florida. It provides for the taking of administrative actions, for severability, for codification, and for an effective date.
Mayor, Council, this is second reading of an annexation ordinance. There was no further changes or comments. Staff has no presentation, but is available for any questions should there be any. Oh, I'm sorry. The applicant's requested we continue this item. He was unavailable to attend. My apologies, Jose. So my understanding is we need to open for public hearing and then continue it to the next business meeting at their request.
Now open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 3, please do so at this time. Seeing no one, I'll close public comment.
We need a motion to continue to the next business meeting, please, Mayor.
I will motion to continue to the next business meeting.
Second, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number 4 is an ordinance. Mr. Reichman.
Yes, Mayor. The title of this ordinance is, this is an ordinance of the City Council, City of Palm Coast, Florida. It's amending Chapter 2, Administration, Article 4, Planning and Land Development Regulation Board, Section 2-296, Creation. The Code of Ordinances of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, to create two alternate members for the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board. This ordinance provides for severability, codification, conflicts, and provides for an effective date.
Mayor, Council, this is the second reading of the ordinance. No further changes, no further presentation from staff, but available if there are any questions.
Council, any questions or comments on this agenda item? Open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 4, please do so at this time.
Jack Tyler, Palm Coast. Why do we need an additional 2 people on this board? Or are we replacing 2 people? Or am I misunderstanding the whole thing? And while I'm up here, can you pull 5 and 7 off the agenda?
You can speak to that when we get to that, Jack. Thank you. Next speaker. Seeing none, closed public comment. Can you speak to that, Mr. Reichman?
Sure. We're not adding, Jack, we're not making the planning board any larger. It's still going to be the same number. What this does is it creates some alternates, because occasionally people can't make the meeting, and that creates potentially a problem for establishing a quorum. And certainly you want to have as many people at any of the meetings of your planning board as possible, so that you can have as much input and consideration. You want a full board there, because the matters that come before the planning board are so important. And sometimes people can't be there, and now we've got some alternates that can fill in when someone's absent. That's what this allows.
Okay. Council, any further comments or questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion. Moved. Seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Okay. Agenda item number H, ordinances first read. There's nothing to be read on first. We'll move to the consent agenda item. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number 5, 6, 7, or 8, please come up and do so at this time.
Jack Carroll, Palm Coast. On Resolution 5, I'm just curious, what is a mutual statewide agreement? What are we agreeing to? More money? You want to hear 7?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'd like to know who is paying for this resurfacing of the tennis courts. Is it in our budget? just going back and forth with the tennis courts and the golf courses, it's still, no matter how you look at it, no matter where you put it on the budget, no matter what's happening, we're paying for somebody else's enjoyment. Now, you know, I don't mind having people enjoy themselves, living a good life, but not at my expense, not when I'm crunching my dollars. So I'd like to know where that money is going to come from and who's going to pay for it.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker. Is this under the consent agenda? That's okay. Okay. We'll close public comment. I will ask for a motion. First, let's comment on the two items of the mutual statewide. And if you could just make a comment on where in the budget this is coming from, I will add to that comment.
Okay, sure. The statewide mutual aid agreement, which allows for is in times of emergency, when we have an emergency in Palm Coast, that we can depend on other agencies across the state of Florida to come to our aid. Essentially, mutual aid agreement means that when there are emergencies elsewhere in the state of Florida, obviously when we can, provide help as well, and then those would be reimbursed through FEMA declarations. So it's a mutual aid agreement. We've had one in place ever since we were a city, and we've benefited from it and also contributed to it as well to our partners and sister and brother cities and counties across the state of Florida. And then as far as where the funds is coming from, it's coming from the capital budget, the park renovations fund, where we, pay for things that need to be renovated across all of our parks and recreational amenities.
And I know, Jack, you comment on our tennis and golf centers often, and honestly, we've addressed this issue many times. This is an amenity in our city. It's no different than our Indian Trail Sports Complex, our 125 miles of connected trails, our 13 other parks, our community center. These are amenities that are afforded our residents that we plan for many years out, using sales tax dollars and other means and other revenue sources to be able to create a high quality of life in Palm Coast. It is why a lot of our residents chose to live here. So, okay, I will ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I will motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Agenda item number J is public participation. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on items not on the agenda, please do so at this time.
Good morning, George Mayo. I thought I hit the first public participation. I come a couple minutes late. Quick meeting. Anyway, being at the county commission meeting yesterday, there's a serious problem with water at Plantation Bay, and there was talk of possible getting water from the city and annexation, et cetera. I don't know if the city has enough water capacity or wastewater capacity to annex them and take care of their problem, but that is definitely an imminent problem. I just wondered, have there been any discussions? Where are we on that? Have we thought about that? Also, recently, Volusia County just passed an ordinance against panhandlers, and it has been a serious problem for anybody that goes down Daytona, down the beach, down the corners, intersections, panhandling, etc. Currently, we do not have that much of a problem. There are panhandlers around the city. I don't see it as a problem right now, but if that might be something we might look into. If somehow they happen to migrate northward and come up here and we have a panhandling problem. And the other thing was, you caught me by surprise, it was so quick. Not that we have interest in it yet, but I've seen and read many communities are getting these electric scooters, Lime and everything else, Bird that they call them. And many cities like them, I think it's more metropolitan area, but with limited bus service, I could see somebody coming into the city here and wanting to do that. In many places, they become a problem because people use them and just trash them, leave them on the side of the road, throw them in swings, etc. So I didn't know if we have thought about anything about electric scooters. Should they come to the city, And if not, maybe just keep that in the back of our mind because I could see that coming up in the future. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
Steve Carr, Palm Coast. Really enjoyed the presentation about the Pink Army because we all need to be concerned about cancer and other health issues within our community. Advent Health holds a class. It's called Creation Health. And in that Creation Health, one of the biggest things they, not one of the biggest things, one of the things that they stress is being aware of your environment. How is your environment affected? On Florida Park Drive, during the presentation, they did a presentation about the speed. Well, that speed is only measured at those signs. Once they pass those signs, they speed up. That's just, I see it all the time. So at the northern part of Florida Park Drive, there's frequent speeding going on during up at that area. Another misnomer is that air quality has to get to pollution level to harm you. That is not true. Everyday breathing of air, polluted air, harms your health. It's not just if it's gotten to a pollution level. So the 8,000 plus cars a day that goes along Florida Park Drive, when you're out working in your yard, you're breathing those fumes. They got to go somewhere, and it gets into the residential area there. And there's a lot of misinformation about Island Walk, too. A lot of people think that if you restrict traffic to Florida Park Drive, that they're not going to be able to get to Island Walk. Well, that's not true either. They can either go to Old Kings Road, get to Island Walk from there, or they can go to the intersection of Palm Coast Parkway and Palm Harbor Parkway. But those are just some misnomers that I noticed that during the presentation, all the facts are not really gathered. Okay, thank you.
Your comments. Next speaker.
Jack Kyle, Palm Coast. When you put these things on the agenda, like the tennis courts and all, why don't a figure come down on that? How come you don't put it's going to cost so much, you know, or you just put a line in and say this is a resolution? If it's money involved, why can't the public know how much you're going to spend and how you're going to spend it? You know, that's what you're up there for. You're up there to handle our money to tell us how you're doing it. It's the same as any other business. If you give them your money, if you give your an agent your money to invest, you certainly want to know how he's investing it and what it's going to be and what it's going to cost you. So I think this is the same thing, same situation. We should know how much you're spending and where you're spending it and how you're spending it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker.
Okay. Larissa Bolotnikova, resident of Palm Coast from 99. I agree with previous speaker. The main question that we residents have to you guys that you will spend our money wisely. So we don't have to fight with you and be unhappy on the end of this year that you will raise our property taxes. Please, spend our money wisely and we will be happy. Second question that I would like to talk about the environment. I don't know what happened to the garbage collection. It used to be very nicely in the morning. Now we have machines comes like 5, 6 o'clock p.m. and garbage standing outside on the streets like from the morning up to the evening. And for right now, we don't have hot weather, but if it's hot weather, you can imagine the smell on the streets. And another thing, when they collect the garbage, we have a lot of garbage left over on the streets. So I don't know whom you have to mention that, but we need something to do with the garbage collection. That's about the utility. And a third question that I want to talk about it, a swale on the front of the house. I live in this section, and I'm waiting for 1 year now. And I asked a few times, it was scheduled, the swale straight up. You know, like my neighbor has a higher swale, and I have a lower, the next higher. So we have a water after that rain standing in my swale like for weeks, for months. So we need to straight up the schedule because I'm waiting for 1 year to do like right level of the swale. So probably we have some questions about the utility performance.
Thank you for your comments. Next speaker. So, and I'll close public comment. Start with the comments. George, I have been in contact with our chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, Donald O'Brien. He and I speak often. In regards to the Plantation Bay utility, there was a discussion yesterday at their workshop. They're trying to find a solution in lieu of spending the $6 million and find alternatives. He indicated to me that he is asking for all alternatives to be placed on the agenda for them to have a discussion as a commission, and this was just one item brought up. So the city has not engaged the county to provide water to that area. That is not an ongoing conversation, but if the county commission wishes for us to address that or look at that, I'm sure our utility staff will be on hand and be able to do that as far as capacity goes and logistics and cost. Volusia County, I actually have reached out to Chairman Ed Kelly as well to ask for their ordinance on their panhandling, just to get an idea. I also have spoken to the mayor of St. Augustine because they enacted a similar ordinance as well as the mayor of Bunnell, just to get a true understanding on where they're going with this issue, how it impacts us from a legal perspective as well, because we have to look at those consequences. And as far as the electric scooters, I've not heard that one, but I'm sure if it becomes a topic of interest, we'll look at it carefully and move on from there. Thank you for your comments. To Mr. Carr, thank you always for your comprehensive view of Florida Park Drive. We certainly appreciate it. Creation Health is a wonderful message. My sister works at the hospital and was part of that program. So I would encourage anybody that is looking for that type of conversation, if you will, to encourage them to do so. Jack, we have workshops every other week of items on agendas. Those workshops are a very lengthy discussion on costs of services that we provide. Everything is budgeted according to our 5- and 10-year annual plan. So I will tell you that this is all public information. Our budget is a public document. We have conversations in a workshop where there's public participation. We have conversations at these meetings where there's public participation. We have conversations at all the budget hearings where there's public participation. So we are a very transparent organization that highlights those items. And as far as the last commenter, yes, I concur that we are watching the dollars and watching them carefully. As far as Waste Pro goes, I know we had them in to have a conversation about the service in general. I know they're making improvements to add some trucks. They're working with the Center for Business Excellence, which is the workforce development arm, to host a job fair. They are trying to fill jobs. They had an issue filling jobs to provide service and having enough capacity to meet the needs of the city of Palm Coast. We have told them that substandard service is not acceptable, that our residents are paying for service, and either we will make improvements with them collaboratively or we will find another partner that will. And as far as the swale system goes, again, this is a costly solution, frankly. It's one that we inherited. ITT designed the swales, the drainage system, many years ago. before the city was incorporated. The drainage system exists today, not only with your swales, but your ditches and your canals and your weirs, and it's a very comprehensive, well-engineered system. The City Council very wisely last year determined that we needed to come up with a better comprehensive approach to our drainage system. Therefore, we entered into the next phase of accelerating our maintenance program. The problem, historically, frankly, we've been very reactive. When a customer or resident logs a complaint, our team, our stormwater team, goes out and maintains those swales individually. It drains into a major system, either, again, a ditch or a canal, that allows your swale system to flow. And so in the future, you will be able to know exactly when your street will be cleaned out. The city is focusing on the ditches first and foremost because we know if your swales don't have anywhere to go, the water, it will be backed up into your house. And so we are working on that comprehensively. I would ask you to stay tuned for further information when we get that plan solidified, and as well as our new citizen engagement portal that will allow you to know when your street is going to be maintained in the swale capacity. It's a way for our citizens to interact with their government. It's something that cities are taking on more and more, but the City of Palm Coast led an initiative to be more citizen engaged. So a lot going on in the forefront of our swale system. A lot has happened over the last 2 years, and you're going to see a much more comprehensive approach moving forward, not just on your individual swales, but throughout the entire city. Okay, I think I've covered everything as far as public comment goes. We'll now move to discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. Councilmember Cobb.
Nothing for this meeting.
Councilmember Queenum.
I just want to thank the people from the Pink Army Volunteers. I think the job they're doing is phenomenal. And I'm sorry that I was not involved with this in the past. I'm going to get involved from now on. Because just the word of what they defend scares me. The C word scares me. So, and I'm a big guy. But the thing is that what they're doing, it's very, very good for us, for everybody. So, in solidarity, for a while, I'm going to be drinking out of the mug they gave me today. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Clements.
I have nothing for this meeting. Thank you.
I got just one item here I think we need to take a look at. You know, at the workshop, we were talking about the issues on Florida Park Drive. And while this is not going to be an easy resolution to solve everybody's concern, I think one thing that we didn't really discuss, and I think that we need to look at, is as you are entering the Florida Park Drive from Palm Coast Parkway, and you're heading towards Holland Park, I think right after you get to Holland, right after you pass Holland Park, we may want to put a prohibition on trucks. Now, that would, reduce the commercial traffic, the heavy traffic, for the rest of the length of the parkway. And typically, we're going to, they'll have access to the Island Walk shops, and they'll have access if there's anything that has to be delivered to Holland Park, but then they should not be allowed to go further. That's just something to think about, because that may have a significant impact on the heavy stuff, okay?
Bo, if you want to add to that, I know we've historically had that conversation about commercial distribution vehicles on our Florida Park Drive as a thoroughfare, certainly for the deliveries that are going into the commercial retail.
Sure. It's something we could bring back in the discussion, but I know historically we've even videoed the traffic in Florida Park Drive, and the large majority of them are construction traffic into the neighborhoods or deliveries, but it's something we can discuss again as part of our next time we bring Florida Park Drive back to City Council. And when Commander Williams is back in town, because it is an enforcement issue as well.
And I have nothing this morning, so Mr. Reichman.
No report, Mayor.
Okay. Well.
Just a few items. First, we had a very well-attended public meeting on our animal control ordinance update and really focused on the caretaker education. I think over 80 people attended that meeting last week. I just wanted to let council know it looks like there'll be at least one more public workshop before we're ready to bring back anything to you on the animal control ordinance. So we're looking probably in April timeline for that item. Also, I sent an email to you all yesterday, I believe. Previously, City Council asked for us to look at installing more competitive backboards at Holland Park and the Community Center. I sent you that information yesterday. It does not take City Council approval. It's under the spending limit for the city manager. We do have budgeted funds, once again, the Park Renovation Fund. But before we proceed, since City Council raised the issue, initially I'm just looking for some direction whether you'd like to proceed forward with that, Mayor and Council.
And I had brought this up originally for our half-crescent moon backboards to be replaced with full-size regulation backboards. It makes a big difference when you're out there playing on the courts, and those are heavily utilized, and they're beautiful courts. The only thing that's lacking is the full-size backboards.
They are heavily utilized. I'm there all the time driving by it, so I don't have an issue with that. Is anyone else? Okay.
Thank you. That's all. I would just ask that the customer service managers in the back row, so the issues brought up about Waste Pro and the swale, if Cynthia, you can just connect with this lady, please. That would be helpful. And that's all, Mayor.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn the meeting.